And 10 years down the line, I would say that the region has fairly good control over the epidemic. We still have a huge problem in some of the countries, but otherwise, the number of new infections have come down substantially in the last 10 years. But we still have a problem in countries like Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc. So I don't say that we have already won the battle. We're halfway, but the challenges remain.
In the countries where the problem or the challenge of HIV and AIDS is more serious, what are the factors contributing to the seriousness of the epidemic in those places?
See, Asia epidemic is very typical. It's mostly concentrated epidemic. That means epidemic driven by the vulnerable populations and their clients. For example, sex workers, injecting drug users and their partners, men who have sex with men, transgenders. These are the groups which are at the center of the epidemic. So unless you really address their problems and also address the broad issue of criminalization of these populations, it's very, very difficult to bring down the new infection.
You talk about criminalization. How big a problem is that?
It is a big problem. In fact, in many of the countries in the region, we have criminal laws governing sex work, governing drug use, and also criminalizing same-sex relations. And some of the countries in this region were part of the former British Empire. So they all have the same type of law.
Even though the British have moved on.
Moved out, still the law remains on the books, and no conscious effort is being made to remove some of these laws. This is where I think a lot of work needs to be done with the governments, because the laws remain. They may not be enforced, but having the law on the books makes them criminalized populations.
And if we look across the region now and you are thinking solutions, how are you going to be able to overcome the challenges you have outlined?
I think we have to look at it two stages. The immediate target is 2015, where the Millennium Development Goal 6 of halting and reversing the epidemic has to be achieved. And some of the countries are on course. They have already achieved or they're going to achieve. But there are at least 6 or 7 countries, major countries, which may not achieve the target. So for them, going beyond 2015 is very important. And for the region as a whole, if you have to talk about AIDS-free generation or AIDS-free world or zero new infections, then there is a lot of work that needs to be done in these countries. There are 3 very specific issues that we need to address. One is we need to bring down the number of new infections to negligible levels among the vulnerable population. Second is your coverage of treatment programs is still not okay in the region. It is about 50% on an average.
You mean people who are on antiretrovirals?
Antiretrovirals. So the antiretroviral coverage, I think, need to improve and has to go up at least up to 80 to 90%. Same thing with prevention of mother-to-child transmission. The third and most important issue is the legal environment. The laws are criminalizing these behaviors and also criminalizing HIV transmission. They need to be repealed or amended. And also the enforcement of the law on the streets need to improve.
If I could ask you, you can't do the kind of job you're doing now without coming into contact with people who have been affected. What have been some of your most touching experiences?
In fact, the participation of people who are infected and affected has been a key to the success of the program in some of the countries. Especially, I would mention Thailand, Cambodia, and recent example is India. And there are many examples of people who are in the forefront of the fight against AIDS, who lost their lives. I have seen people dying who are good friends of mine, who worked with me when I was in the National AIDS program. But for lack of treatment, 10 years back, people died. But today the situation has changed because of the improvement in the treatment programs. I think we have been able to see people leading healthy life, going back to their normal occupations, and also becoming implementers of programs, which is a good thing. But the real experience I have is one when in Thailand I went and saw an orphanage and I saw young children. At the time, there was no PMTCT program, say 10 years back. And when I asked the governess how long these boys and girls are going to stay, she says maximum 5 years. And I don't think any one of them will survive beyond 5 years. So that has really touched me. And when I held one of those girls in my arms, I said, why should this girl die? I mean, that is the time when I got really motivated to work in AIDS. Since then, it is 15 years now, but at least I'm happy to see that today we are not in that position where young children have to die of AIDS because the pediatric treatment is available. And I would look for the day when no children are born with HIV anymore.